I thought you'd be here. After all, a room with a sink is the best place to be when you're that thirsty. Oh, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I graciously accepted your invitation to this stupid thing as a favor to you, and you haven't spent more than 5 minutes with me all night. Busy? Likely story. Maybe I would have believed you had I not been around to watch you flirting with that girl from the moment she walked in. Gray Blouse, don't pretend you don't know her. Yes, her. You know I'm bad with names. Well, maybe I didn't notice her name tag because I haven't been staring at her tits all night, unlike somebody. Oh, right. My mistake. Staring at her tits, getting her drinks, laughing at all of her crappy jokes, and flashing her that stupidly adorable, nervous smile. I'm not jealous. I am upset for an entirely different reason. What else could... Oh, I don't know. How about you inviting me somewhere where I know absolutely nobody and practically ignoring me all night? There's only so long I can loiter at the buffet table before I run out of patience. So, you're making it up to me. Right now. What do I always want from you? Not here? Look, nobody's going to find us. You're just going to have to be quiet. If you can. I mean, with me kissing down your neck. My hand in your pants. Stroking your cock. Quiet. If you're going to be so difficult, I'll just... I knew the ribbon on this dress would come in handy. Give me your hands. Hush, you know you like it when I tie you up. Besides, it's my turn to be in control. Well, if you didn't take so long getting ready, you'd have had time to listen to the things I sent you. Oh, actually. Now seems like a good time, doesn't it? Where are your headphones? There we go. Gives you something to listen to. My mouth is going to be pretty busy for the next 30 seconds. Oh, don't look so insulted. I know how much you like hearing me do things to myself for you, and, well, with my mouth actually on your cock, who knows how long you'll last.
You said
your cock always tastes so good.
To hear me use my new vibrator. So here it goes. You can probably hear it vibrating. If my crappy phone microphone is good enough, I don't know if you can tell. But I've been at this for a while because Skype is a dingus and has a time limit on the messages you can send. But I've... I've been fucking myself with this vibrator and thinking about you like I usually do. But the thing is, I don't usually think about you fucking me. No, but I usually think about how how much I love having your cock in my mouth. I like the sounds I pull out of you. The sounds I suck out of you. when I swirl my tongue around the head of your cock. I like the way you react, and you, your voice gets all shaky almost when I take you deep into my throat, and I use my tongue to trace little nonsense patterns along the underside. I like feeling you twitch and throb in my mouth. I like taking you all the way to the base and looking up at you as you struggle to maintain composure. I like getting you right up to the edge and feeling your hand clench in my hair. But I also like having you tied up and at the mercy of my lips and tongue, and you know I don't have any mercy. I like the amount of power that I have. I feel like I'm controlling. Do whatever I want to you with my mouth on your cock, and you let me. Hot knowing that I'm the one making you make all those sounds, and making you barely able to control your reactions as you whimper and buck your hips, driving your cock deeper into my throat. I like how you taste. I like your pre-cum when I edge you until you beg me. I like making you beg me. I like the way you sound when you're begging me to let you come in my mouth or all over my face. I like feeling your cum splatter all over my face. I like feeling your cock twitch in my mouth as you shoot your cum down my throat. I'm going to cum thinking about how good you taste fucking my face and coming down my throat. I'm good.
Ruffles whimpers are so cute. Are you close? You know, maybe I should just leave you like this. Right on the edge. It'll serve you right for neglecting me all night. Apologize. Good. Now beg me to let you come. I can always just leave. Beg me. Good boy. Now tell me you like me more than you like her. I'm not jealous. You know what? Screw this. I'm going home. Have fun with all your flirting. Might want to wash the lipstick off. Don't want her getting the wrong idea. No, fuck you. I'm disgruntled. Stop kissing me. Of course I'm wet. Sucking at your cock always makes me. Your fingers feel good. You're such an asshole. I know we have to be quiet. Yes, I want your cock. I always. Fuck. I'm just going to muffle my moans into your shoulder. Get out of here, but don't we still have 2 hours before this thing is over? She's not going to miss you. Of course I want to get out of here. Of course I... Oh, really? You're going to make me beg? Are you forgetting what happened earlier? Oh, but we are definitely getting out of here. Now, wash up. You are covered in lipstick marks and...
Well, we don't want anybody getting the wrong idea.